What up, Conquerland? I'm working on the intro there, so if you like Conquerland or hey, Conquer Peeps, Conquer Nation, like whatever, chime in, give me a note, hit me up, let me know what you like, because we're still playing around with that. We're new at this game still. But today we're gonna play off of our last episode, keeping it simple and keeping it fun. So what I want to talk about today is knowing your numbers in your training plan and knowing what you're working with, but keeping it enjoyable and knowing that it's not life or death. So I see a lot of people, no matter if I'm training really hardcore type A athletes, and they can be a hardcore type A person that likes to stop and take pictures on a really awesome run, looking at flowers or a sunset, or they are that person on the same run that if they don't hit a certain zone when they have an interval, like their day's ruined. And so you got two ends of the spectrum. And but the thing is, when you're doing your training plan and you're looking at your training plan and looking at achieving your goals and what you're after in endurance sports, the only way you can progress and get better is knowing where you're starting. And what I mean by knowing where you're starting is knowing your heart rate numbers. If you train with power on the bike, knowing your power numbers, because without those, we can't set your zones up. So you can't know what a recovery run looks like or a recovery bike looks like, and you can't know what that zone five interval looks like if you don't know what the actual number is. Now, you'll hear a lot of terms thrown around like, zone one, zone four, zone five, or people will talk about threshold or active recovery or a tempo run or whatever. But when you go across the spectrum of coaches and books and training philosophies, tempo run for one coach may not be the same as a tempo run for another coach. That zone may be, off 5 or 10 heart rate, and that's a huge difference. We're talking like a completely different reason for that training interval. So forget the terms, forget all the lingo, like just keep it super simple. And what I mean by that is break down your numbers. Know what your max heart rate is on your run. Know what your max heart rate is on your bike. On the swim, it doesn't really matter, but there's a way to test for your swim and knowing what, your all out 100 is, knowing what your all out, like if you did 1,000 for time, what is that number? And we can figure out certain interval paces for you. But it's all about keeping it simple, not getting wrapped up in terms and getting wrapped up in all these theories and philosophies. You need to have a strategy. And when I talk about a strategy is whose philosophy do you want to follow? Do you want to follow Maffetone's philosophy, which is a zone two, low stress, lots of volume? Or do you want to follow somebody that's like super high intensity, but not as many hours? Both of them show great results, and one of them may be much better for you than the other, but just pick one and stick with it. Find a coach that coaches the way and has training plans based on the philosophy that you like and the philosophy that shows results for you. The rest of it, with all the terminology and all the random tracking stuff, like just use that if you want to, but don't get caught up in it and get lost in it and kind of get drunk on these terms that at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. Like, did you go easy enough on your easy day? And did you go hard enough on the hard day? And that's all that really matters. Because when you show up to the race, the person that wins the race or has the best results is not the one that had the highest heart rate. It's not the one that had the best hydration strategy and came across at this certain race weight. It's the one that like went the fastest and got there, right? So, or was the smartest that day. There's so much that goes into racing and endurance sports that you just need to keep it simple. So know your numbers, set your zones, know the philosophy that you want to follow, and then just go with it and enjoy it. Keep your training very simple. You don't have to have these like 4-page elaborate workouts that like no one can understand the terminology, and you got to have a binder at your pool to remember what your workout is, and you got 17 different intervals and your bike ride today, and you have to fill your whole top tube with all these abbreviations just to make sure you do these things. Like, keep it simple. If you go out on a group ride because you just want to hang out with your friends, like just go ride with your friends. That's okay sometimes. And if you want to just join in on a group run, like go do that. If you want to, you know, throw in some intervals, throw in some intervals. But if you're focused and you're doing a set prescribed workout, it doesn't have to be complicated. Your run can be a 5x half mile repeats at, you know, 170 heart rate and or at a 720 pace with a 2-minute interval recovery. That's it. It doesn't have to be something crazy that you're going to find in Runner's World or you're going to find in Triathlete Magazine or on some random website and some coach drew up this really crazy thing because it makes them feel like their training plan is better if they make it really complicated. Know your numbers, keep your workout simple. You're going to enjoy the process so much more. This entire world that we're doing in endurance sports is all about becoming a better human, staying healthy and enjoying life and enjoying the outside. Like just do that. If you do that and you keep your workouts and you keep your training plan simple, you're going to enjoy your day so much more and have a lot better race results because your mind's going to be right and you're going to be having fun. Get out there, enjoy life. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any ideas or suggestions, hit me up at ryan@conquertraining.com. Conquer_training on Instagram or Conquer Training on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and we'll see you next time.